الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I am your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program or this Islamic studies class is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the rites and the rituals, the authentic rites and the rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or just some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic or subject we're going to discuss is righteousness and maintaining good relations with relatives. Because maybe right now some of you are out of sync with some of your relatives, or you don't want to talk to them. You turn one way, they turn another way when you see each other. So prayfully, inshallah, Allah willing, that this particular class will change that for you, that behavior for you. Because for Muslims, we can't go but so many days without speaking to our Muslim brother or Muslim sister. We're not supposed to do that. And I may get to a point where Allah would say, when two souls are at each other, He say, no, you know, let them stay where they are until they settle things, until they make things right. I won't go into the background of that particular hadith or saying from Allah or from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It's just, I just want to kind of touch it just a little bit. But maintaining relations is very important, particularly when you're talking about relationships that are righteous relationships, or maintain good relationships with our relatives. For example, one of the prophet's companions said, "The believer is to the believer like parts of a building, each one of them supporting the other." So that's coming from a Muslim to a Muslim. For example, we support each other, we take care of each other, particularly in righteousness. Person doing something wrong, we don't support them in wrong. We admonish them. You tell them about don't do that kind of thing, the hurt they're causing to the person they're doing it to. But we support each other in other positive areas, particularly trying to get close to Allah. Also, it was narrated by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He said, "Whoever does not show mercy to the people, Allah will not show mercy to him." So it does not say just Muslims only, or people in this land or that land, or this tribe and that tribe. No, it mentions about what? It mentions about showing mercy to the people. If we don't do that, Allah will not show mercy to us, and we all want Allah to show mercy to us, each and every one of us. And so I pray that some of whatever you're going through right now, that you loosen up just a little bit. You're letting go of whatever's going on with you, with someone else, or between you and someone else. You're starting to let that thing go. And so let me move on. It is also mentioned that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "I and the sponsor of an orphan shall be in paradise like these two fingers." They have fingers close together or sort of crossed with each other. So I want y'all to do that right now. Bring two fingers close together, or you could cross them if you like, on either hand, or at least in your mind that you're doing it. And so that's how close you're going to be to with the prophet, may peace upon him in paradise, because you looking at looking out for orphans. And orphans, from the Islamic standpoint, is a person or a child that lost his father. Then it would be considered orphan, and a wife would be considered a widow. And it speaks about it all throughout the Quran, about the blessings of taking care of an orphan and taking care of a widow. Matter of fact, sometimes the two are inseparable, because it talks about both of them all in the same verse, the same sentence, or talking about maybe one, and the blessings that a person gets when they take care of an orphan and take care of a person who is a widow. And we certainly want to be in paradise close to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as close as your two fingers right now are together. He even indicated with his fingers, meaning that he took his index finger and put it together with his middle finger. And that's what he did. He put two fingers together just indicating how close that the individual is going to be that watch out for the orphans. Relationships are very important in Islam. That's why I'm having this class today. Aisha, who is the wife of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, she said this: a woman came to me with two daughters. She was asking for food, but I did not have anything with me except a date. So I gave it to her, and she divided between her two daughters. Without eating any of it herself, then she got up to leave, and the Prophet Muhammad entered, and I informed him about her. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, he said, whoever is tested with something from these daughters, and he or she passes the test, they will be in a screen from them from the fire. There will be a screen for them. For them from the fire. So just looking out for those girls, giving them something to eat. She had the dates, and she shared it with the girls. Looking out for the children, having mercy, as I said earlier, just showing mercy to another human being. So let me move on, my beautiful students, and that is Abu Huraira. He said that a man, he said saw the prophet. His name was Al-Aqra ibn Habis. He said that the prophet, may peace be upon him, he saw the prophet, may peace be upon him, kissing Hassan, who is one of his grandsons, Al-Hassan. And then Ibn Abi Umar, one of the narrators, said Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein, meaning the prophet's grandsons, Hussein and Hassan. So he said, in other words, did the prophet kiss both or just kiss one of them? So he said, I have 10 children, this man said. I have 10 children, and I do not kiss any one of them. So the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, whoever shows no mercy will be shown no mercy. So that affection that the Prophet, peace be upon him, showed his grandsons, Hassan and Hussein, or some just say Hassan, and Allah knows best. And the man said, basically, I saw what you did. You kissed that child. I got 10 of them. I haven't kissed any of them. And so he advised the man, at the same time warning the man that he should do this thing. He should show this mercy towards his children. If he doesn't do that, then it would not be mercy. No mercy was shown to him. And so let me move on pertaining to keeping the ties together with our relatives. And that is, the messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, the one who severs ties will not enter paradise. So Ibn Abi Umar said, and Sufyan said, meaning ties to the wound. These are two other companions. They said, meaning ties to the wound. In other words, we would separate ourselves from ties to the wound when we separate and when we sever our ties, or we won't enter paradise because we sever our ties. Although, for example, some of us were not Muslim, and we all were born in certain fitrah, and I won't get into that right now. And so we were not born Muslim, and we were basically raised by other people, other faiths, whatever that faith may be, other than Islam. And so we became Muslim, and some may believe that, okay, I became Muslim, now I no longer can be with my relatives or cut my mother off or something like that. No, that's not what it means at all for us to do, because we became Muslim, we don't relate with non-Muslims, who are family members. It says here, the one who severs ties will not enter paradise. So we are not to, in case many of you did not know this, we are not to sever our ties with our relatives, kith and kin, as they call them sometimes. And so we have to maintain relations with our relatives, if they're Muslim or not, for showing a certain amount of respect. And so now let me move on to something else, which is relating to relationship between the father and the son. And that is, Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, he said, a son could not do enough for his father unless he found him as a slave and purchased him to set him free. So this is a great thing that a son can do for his father, which is he find his father a slave, and then he purchased him and set him free. That's a top thing that he can do for his father. His father does all this other stuff for him. But the thing is, what is above that, all the things above, is that you really haven't done enough for your father. Because why? Because the best thing that you can do for your father that has the most weight to it is to, if you see him as a slave, and then you purchase him, and then you set your you set your father free. That's what a person can do. It is also mentioned that a man came to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and said, "O Messenger of Allah, I have been afflicted by a tremendous sin. Is there any repentance for me?" He said, "Do you have a mother?" The man said, "No." He said, "Do you have any maternal aunt or aunts?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Then be dutiful to her." So again, keeping that connection to our relatives, doing good to our relatives, doing good for our relatives. That's what we should do and have to do. And really, okay, they're going to treat you a certain way. All right, that's they're going to treat you a certain way. But still, you have to treat them in a more special way, in a gentle, in a kinder way. That's what we are supposed to do. As he said, he said to the man did not have a mother, and he said, the man said, "No." He said, "Do you have maternal aunts, meaning aunts, so a relationship to your mother, sisters of your mother?" And the man said, "Yes." He said, "Then be dutiful to them, treat those women well. Basically, you'll be like you're treating your mother well. And then a similar saying from the Prophet Muhammad is mentioned that the maternal aunt holds the same status as the mother. That's your mother's sister, for example, holds the same status as your mother. We talk about relationship in Islam, much different than other people's relationship. Some people may cut off ties with their family. They might cut off ties with their aunts and uncles and the like. But Islamically, we're not supposed to do that. And if you're doing that kind of thing, ask Allah forgiveness and change the scenario. Change things up. Have a different paradigm, a different way of thinking and that relationship with that individual. And don't cut ties with your kith and kin and those people who are related to you. So I advising you to please do that. I also want to mention to you is mentioned that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "So I not tell you of the biggest of the major sins?" And then his companion said, "Yes." And he said, "Of course, you know, we want you to tell us that." And he said, "To join partners with Allah and disobeying the one meeting your parents. We're not supposed to do that kind of thing, disobeying Allah and of course disobeying our parents. And if Allah is pleased with a person whose parents are pleased, and Allah is angry with a person who their parents are angry with them. And so you want to do your best to have a good relationship with your parents." So I want to move on to something else. I'm getting to the end. And that is the Messenger of Allah, he said, this is a very beautiful, he said, who deserves my reverence, be honored by me? And he said, "Your mother." He said, "Then who?" He said, "Your mother." I said, "Then who?" He said, "Your mother." And he said, the man, I said, "Then who? Who's next?" And then he said, "Your father." And then your nearest relatives, and then the nearest relatives to them. And so we see here that the mother's status is very high in terms of honoring her, take care of her, looking out for her. It is very high. So I'm going to end at this point because I want to beat up on this particular thing that I'm saying to you. And so you have been attending this Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.